Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The last four verses of Numbers 10 are a beautiful display of the Lord's grace in restoring His people. Moses made the mistake of trusting in someone other than the Lord. Remember the words of George Duffield rousing him, stand up for Jesus, stand in His strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, you dare not, trust your own. One thing the whole long history of the world tells us, if you trust in men instead of God, guaranteed you will be disappointed. Here's Paul's bottom line for living, quote, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, Ephesians 6:10. It's good to have people we can trust, but they can never be a replacement for the Lord. So what does our chapter say? Quote, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them for the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was above them by day when they went out from the camp. So it was whenever the ark set out that Moses said, rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you. And when it rested, he said, return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel. Numbers 10, verses 33 to 36. When we've risen up to march through enemy territory in this great and terrible wilderness of the world, Deuteronomy 1:19, Lord, take the lead ahead of us against our foes. And when, at the end of the day, we are in need of rest, Lord, return to your place, surrounded by your people in happy fellowship. So whether fighting the foe or fellowshipping with the faithful, we invite you to be consciously with us in everything we do. Christian, do you need help in some spiritual battle today? Seek His help to rise up on your behalf. Are you exhausted? Ask Him to search out a resting place for you. He will.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.